Chronic wasting disease is a relative of mad cow disease, and testing for it requires collecting brain tissue samples from a dead animal. Landowners in a 400-square-mile area surrounding the town of Vermont in Dane County can get special hunting permits from the department this week. DNR Wildlife Management Chief Tom Haughey says once hunters shoot a deer, they can call the department and a warden will come by and collect the head to be sent to a lab in Ames, Iowa for analysis. Landowners can harvest the venison from the animals they kill if they want to. If they choose not to, Haughey says the department will collect the carcasses and dispose of them.
We'll probably just end up taking those to the landfill that we have set up for this. We're logistically just not going to be able to keep each and every deer separated and then contract for a meat processor or something like that. It's just, at this point in time, a secondary objective to us to getting the sample.
It could take several weeks to get results of the brain tissue test from the Iowa lab. Haughey says those results will give the department some sense of how widespread the disease is, but he says they won't help explain how the deer were infected. The disease has been a problem in Colorado, where it's been traced to captive elk. Officials there are in the process of slaughtering almost 1,000 elk on elk farms in the state to prevent the disease from spreading to wild animals. Elk and deer farmers in Wisconsin say they've had a voluntary monitoring program in place for 3 years and are confident their herds are not the source of the outbreak in Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.